T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Just how important is this purchase?
Sure, yeah, it's definitely been interesting here in Silicon Valley. There had been rumors about Postmates for quite some time. Postmates itself had said that they were going to go public, and people were actually waiting for their IPO, but Uber swooped in and decided to buy it after losing out on Grubhub, which sold to Just Eat in Europe recently. So this is pretty important for Uber, especially right now as they're leaning into their food delivery business, because ride sharing is down in the pandemic, whereas food delivery has been up in the pandemic. So it's really showing to investors what their priorities are right now and going forward.
Postmates initially got off to a pretty strong start, but then it seems like they were outmaneuvered by some of their competitors. By being acquired by Uber, will that give Postmates a kind of a kick in the pants?
Sure, absolutely. And the company said that they could create some synergies between the two businesses. If you're, say, a delivery person working for Postmates and you have some downtime, Uber could provide an opportunity for you to do some more business for them. So I guess it creates more of a balance of supply and demand, making it just more efficient for their delivery providers. And then also for the companies, it makes it less expensive from a marketing perspective. They don't have to pay as much to compete for market share because they just bought a lot of the market share of themselves. And so a lot of the businesses, DoorDash being one of the main competitors in the business, in the industry in the United States, they've all been offering discounts and free deliveries to make themselves more competitive. And that's very costly for all of these businesses. And so if Uber owns one of its competitors, they don't have to spend as much to get more customers.
Will this joining of Postmates and Uber broaden the consumer base for both groups? Did they bring different customers to the table?
Sure. So Postmates is actually big in LA and in the Southwest, and so different delivery businesses tend to have different regional strengths, and so this helps Uber be stronger in some of its weaker markets, and makes it more competitive with DoorDash throughout more regions, DoorDash and Grubhub.
Any downside to this deal?
Yeah, I mean, so investors are bullish on it. The stock did go up, but, you know, a lot of people have been critical about Postmates because it's not profitable. It has focused on top-line revenue growth, and it's, you know, expected to have over $400 million in revenue this year if you're going to apply how they did in the first quarter over the next few quarters. But, some people have been very critical about Uber in general for not being profitable. So for them to buy another business that's not profitable is drawing some skepticism.
500 number one hit, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Struggling with CPAP? Now there's Inspire, the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with just the click of a button. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more.
KCBS News Time, 12:38, first for traffic. Our slow spots on the roads have been few and far between today so far, George.
They have indeed. One of them is now still on 101 in the southbound direction, Mountain View. This is going to be at Rangsdorf on the southbound side that a crash occurred. Two vehicles still blocking, likely the left-hand lane. They couldn't be moved. This report brought to you by the Workman Law Firm. And across the bay, it's continuing delays on the Nimitz Freeway northbound with heavy traffic behind the sweepers that are northbound now in the vicinity of 5th southbound at 23rd. There's a report of some debris in the right-hand lanes and right-hand shoulder. Are you paid on a piece rate basis? Did you know that you may be entitled to separate pay periods for rest and non-productive time like meetings? Call the Workman Law Firm for a free conversation about your rights. 844-99 Workman Online or at callworkmanlaw.com. Your next update at 1248 on the Traffic Leader, KCBS.
Our Bay Area weather is sunny and a little bit cooler than what we saw over the weekend. So instead of moving into the 90s, our warmest temperatures today will stop in the upper 80s. Some of those expected highs include 87 for Morgan Hill, also 87 for Concord and Santa Rosa. In San Jose, a high today of about 79 in San Francisco, right where we are now at 66 degrees. Traffic and weather together on the 8s on All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS.
Termites, maybe not really on your mind. Maybe you've been putting off calling even though you know you have an infestation. The impact that those little devils have could seriously damage your home. This is Joe Starkey. Pacific Coast Termite has already been to my home and I'm...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.